and welcome to AU to AZ. This is our Miami Device special Uber podcast being brought to you by Ronnie Turner and Jenny Ashby. It's now November the 22nd, a week after Miami Device, first chance we've had to get this put together. Hope you enjoy it. Miami Device was a wonderful conference with four great keynotes. Adam Bellows, who was giving us a great message that technology is all about us and not the technology, and it's all about creating the learning culture. We also heard from the wonderful George Kouros, and George gave us lots and lots of messages. I can remember really concentrating hard with jet lag, trying to get down everything that George said, and he was just full of great things to think about. And how do you make a difference in your students' lives? Each day, how do you make that difference? And that technology should not standardise but personalise learning. He had so many great messages for us. And he reminded us that isolation is now really a choice that educators make, not something that they have to put up with. And we need to teach kids how to make connections. So George Kouros was a wonderful keynote speaker, and he also did some sessions. As well, we had Derek Muller, who's our Veritasium scientist, who likes to make videos to explain scientific phenomena and to disprove things. So he was very entertaining and also educating us about different science tips. And he had a really good message about videos, the use of videos in education, and that videos with dialogue were much better at helping students learn, had a greater effect on their learning. So just by putting dialogue in the videos, so that was a great idea. We also had a keynote from Angela Myers, of course, and Angela gave us a wonderful keynote with her message, You Matter, and challenged us all to be brave and go away and spread the You Matter message with lots of people we know and our students each day. So that was wonderful as well. So sit back and listen to the Uber podcast, 2015.
Nice.
So Rodney is sitting in the front of the Uber. Rodney, what did you think about Miami Device this year?
I really like Miami Device this year. The keynotes were spot on for what I needed personally, but also the presentations that I went to were really great. As you heard, guests on our show, Michael Jaber, he had two really great sessions that I attended. The first one talked about Coach Put Me In, how to be a really good instructional technology coach. But then he also talked about how there is not really a difference between instructional technology coach and a instructional coach, but yet there is in the way that you're perceived. So I thought that was really good, and it gave me a better, a different viewpoint to use when I work with teachers.
And the keynotes, Rodney, they were pretty spectacular. They had us crying, they had us laughing. They were just
Hercules.
It's seriously an Uber podcast. They only do this in Ubers.
That is, I'm telling you, that's the cat's pajamas right there. I've never been in an Uber podcast.
So here we are in the Uber on the way to Miami Beach, and next to me I have
Tracy Zordon from Montreal.
And Tracy, what is your actual position? What do you do, and how have you liked the conference?
Yes. I teach high school science, and the conference has been amazing and wonderful.
Why?
To connect with others, to share things with like-minded people, to expand my network and my thoughts for what to do with the students.
And which was your favorite keynote speaker?
Oh, I don't think I could pick one. They all offered very different things that were amazing.
Oh, thanks for talking with us. And over the back here in the Uber, we have
Michael Jaber from Wisconsin, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. The bratwurst capital of the United States.
And what's your role back at your school?
I am the technology coordinator for the district.
And what have you got from Miami Device?
Miami Device, what I have concluded is it's not a conference. It's an experience. And I have networked with so many people that I did not know prior to coming here. I've learned so much from the top people in EDU. And what I like about it is it is the friendly confines. And you can sit with people shoulder to shoulder and talk about how they have just changed education. And it's been an incredible experience.
Thanks for that. That's great.
Hey, now we got 70s going on.
There you go.
And also in the back we have Richard Wells from New Zealand. Tell us about your experience at Miami Device.
Miami Device has been amazing. Felix, who runs the thing, is just an incredible guy. He's just one of those guys you wanna hug. The conference is so Felix. He's a talented, creative guy. And I've had an amazing time. Miami is incredible. It's a little bit too hot, but other than that, it's great. And just like the people, again, the people you meet, the people you sit with, the people you talk to, they're all inspired by the conference, and it's just been a great experience. And even sitting in an Uber taxi can change your life at this place. It's incredible. So, yeah, that's all I can say. Miami Device is awesome, and I will be here in 2 years' time.
Thanks, Richard. Great to get the New Zealand perspective on things. And over next to Richard, we have Tisha.
Hello, Jenny. I'm from Oregon, and I teach culinary arts.
Tell me about your Miami Device experience.
Miami Device has been amazing. This is my second year coming to Miami Device, and I just knew when I left last year that I had to get back. The people that you meet, just people that I follow on Twitter, and now I'm just getting to chat with and talk to in person and just develop relationships. It just feels almost like a family experience. It definitely, I agree that it's not a conference. It's definitely an experience, and I've just learned so much from the speakers and just getting to meet so many amazing educators that are doing amazing things.
Great. Thanks for that, Tisha. I hope your culinary arts have really picked up some tips here. 2 years to work about it, so we'll try and plan and get back here in 2017. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We hope you enjoyed this Uber podcast.